Did we get to 4 o'clock? Yeah, just about right. This is KJLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM. KJLZ's Hell 99.1 FM with translators K246BA, Bozeman 97.1 FM. K220KD, Big Sky 97.9 FM. K208BX Livingston 89.5 FM. K296EF, Mammoth Hot Springs 107.1 FM. K213AU, Big Timber 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KJLT.net. And KJLT is supported by JTech Communications, a local website development and digital marketing firm, helping clients improve their bottom line with custom software, web design, and web designs. Online at jttech.digital or phone 406-586-7100. The Old Saloon and Emigrant, roadside bar and restaurant established in 1902, serving lunch and dinner, cold beer, and good whiskey every day. Menu and music schedule online at oldsaloonmt.com and Facebook. And Virgil Brewing, locally crafted brews, artisan-style pizzas, and fresh salads. Rooftop patio with Bridger Mountain views open daily at 11 a.m. Located across from the Brick Breeding Field House on the MSU campus, on the web at bridgerbrewing.com. Okay, that's a mouthful, but I got it all out. Ready to move on. A while back, I was researching the artist Garnett Mims. He's an American soul singer and composer, wrote some famous songs, and I found out there's a live album only available in England, Garnett Mims Live. What do you know? And it was awfully expensive, so I passed on it, but I on Discogs you can put things on your want list, and sometimes they come up cheap if you're quick on the draw, and it came up three weeks ago, Garnett Mims Live, for a reasonable price. And it looked to be a fairly clean copy. And that's important if you're going to spend a lot of money and have it shipped over from England. And it arrived in a beautiful condition. And it's a great record. Yeah, his backing band is a Scottish band. And the drummer in the band was the original Average White Band drummer. Alex Liegertwood, the singer in that band. The Senate. It was a journeyman singer. It's been around, played with Jeff Beck and stuff. Santana. And they do a credible job. Not quite Otis Redding at Monterey, but pretty dang good. A real thrill to get this. And the reason, I know Garnett Mims from the songs he wrote, but on the first Led Zeppelin tours in 1969, they played the song I'm going to play as part of the intro part of a long medley they did, and it was meant to come out at some point. Jimmy Page promised it, but since he's gotten sued and stuff for plagiarism, sometimes unjustly, I think he's bagged the idea because it contained several other songs, the medley they did, but it was pretty stunning. And it's a shame that it's never been released. But I'll try to synthesize it a little bit here. Where am I going? For you. This is Garnett Mims.
Thank you very kindly, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Here's a little tune we hope you're going to like and enjoy. One that just might put you in a groove. One that just might put you in a foot-stopping groove. Another little thing that I had the pleasure of recording not too long ago. A little tune tagged. Born in darkness, but I fought my way up to the sun. Had a lot of battles, some I lost and some I've won. But let me tell you, my way out of the blue.
baby, 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 I'm gonna leave you. I said, baby, you know I'm gonna leave you. I'm leave you in the summertime. Leave you when the summer comes around. Calling me the way it used to do. Thank you. be happy every single day. But now when it's calling me, I said that's when it's calling me back we'll be right back.
Faces from their wonderful debut album, First Step, that's Around the Plinth. Rod and Ronnie said that's the way we want to do it. They didn't like the way Jeff Beck did it on his Beckel album, Plinth, which was I thought was really fantastic, but two different takes on the same idea. Started off with Garnet Mims from his live album 1967, As Long As I Have You. Spirit doing Fresh Garbage, and Led Zeppelin, when they played As Long As I Have You, they segued into Fresh Garbage and then some other rock tunes. Like I said, it's pretty spectacular. Led Zeppelin themselves from their stunning debut, real game changer, that one. You heard Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You, the old Ann Breeden song. I think that's who gets basic credit for it. Joan Baez did a version of it too. And that's that made it their own though. And it's that first Led Zeppelin album is one of those ones that people hear it even, well, what was it, 69, so 70, 50 years later, 53 years later, and ask, who is this? It sounds fresh and new. In some ways, they never topped it. They did some really great albums after that, but Page just had the whole idea in his head and was hungry, as they say, and worked really hard to make that album. Scrimped and saved, did session work and sold gear and stuff to pay for the album. And he was very smart, him and his manager, Peter Grant. They made a deal with Atlantic, but they controlled everything. Atlantic couldn't tell them what to do. So as a result, they made a lot of money, unlike some other artists. And then finishing the Faces. 4:26, halfway point on this Friday afternoon show. It's meant to be Derek Leonard at 6 o'clock. He's been in the last couple of times I've been here, so I think he'll probably be here again. But in the meantime, listen to this while I do something.
Now on display at the Holter Museum of Art in Helena. In the Bear Gallery through July 31st, the Bray Fellowship Arts Exhibition, an annual show of works by contemporary ceramicists in residence at Helena's Archie Bray Foundation. Through September 11th, Guns in America, a traveling exhibition by photographer Jeff Corwin that delves into the traditions and complexities of gun ownership in the U.S. Opening July 15th in the Bacchus Gallery, Missoula-based artist Jesse Blumenthal's Endemic, a visual and sonic installation that illustrates how the natural and technological worlds intersect and compete. Free of charge, the Holter Museum of Art is located at 12 East Lawrence in Helena.
This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Studio Coffee Roasters, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College, next to FedEx. Online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. And Boson Brewing Company, local brewers of Boson Amber, Hopson IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room is open daily, 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bosonbrewing.square.site or by phone at 585-9142. Online at BrosonBrewing.com. Now, shall we continue? I had an idea, and I think I've cobbled it together fairly well. Let's see if it works.
Trouble, oh, trouble set me free. I have seen your face, and it's too much for me. Trouble, oh, trouble, can't you see? You're eating my heart away, and there's nothing much left of me. I drunk your wine, you have made your world mine. So won't you be fair? So won't you be fair? So won't you be kind to me? Just let me go where I have to go there. Trouble, oh, trouble, move away. I have seen your face, and it's too much for me today. Trouble, trouble, can't you see? You have made me a wreck. Now won't you leave me in my misery? I've seen your eyes, and I can see death's disguise hanging on me, hanging on me. Shattered and tossed and worn, too shocking to see, too shocking to see. Trouble, oh, trouble, move from me. I have paid my debt, now won't you leave me in my misery? Trouble, don't want no fight, and I haven't got a lot of time.
Bella told Where the city's heart beats. The children play games that they take from the streets. How can you teach when you've so much to learn? Behind the locked door, were you the coward who fired the last shot? Thank you.
King Crimson live from 1974, from one of their Collectors Club's CDs, now part of a giant box set. Robert Fripp hated bootleggers, but in the more recent years, he's found it's lucrative to gather up those tapes and put them into box sets. Most of the band had good tapes, pro tapes or at least board tapes. But they filled in the gaps with bootlegs and made it unaffordable for me. I bought all these single CDs over the years, and now I'd have to buy them all over again to get a few more scraps. Ouch. Thanks, Bob. It's good, though. Exile. Nice to hear that. Great performances with that band, Bruford and John Wetton. What else was there? Some other old classics. Start off with Cat Stevens from his Bonobo and Chacon album, Trouble. You know that song from Harold and Maude. That was his return album. Cat Stevens had a career as a pop singer and then folded and came back with that. Did I play that 2 weeks ago? I bet I did. So it goes. I can hear myself talking about that, and may well have played it. Great record. Doesn't matter. You can play them over and over again. Then Julie Driscoll, Brian Auger covering our David Ackles' "Road to Cairo." It's a single they put out, and it's been compiled now. Great, great tune. David Ackles was hardly known in America, but he had a big following in England. Bernie Taupin, Elton John's partner, recorded produced one of his David Ackles albums. I used to read about him in the Zigzag magazine, which was the time a great source of information for such things. And I would go around and buy up albums that were mentioned in that magazine, knowing at some point I would find them on the front of my list. And David Ackles was one of those people. I have to thank all those guys who worked at Zigzag. I got to visit their office, but it was at the tail end of their glory days. And what's that guy's name? The editor at the time said, you know, they're going to turn us into a glossy magazine, and pointed me to their library of back issues and said, help yourself, take whatever you need. So I left the Zigzag office with a stack of copies. I don't have a complete set, but a fairly complete. And it's still valid. The interviews and stuff they did at the time were when the artists were at their prime, and sympathetic authors. It's one of those magazines that should be compiled into hard copies, you know, hardcover books, or at least put online. Andy Childs, that's the guys I was trying to think of. Nice folks there. I also met Borneo Fred Munt, the Bonzo Dog roadie, who was quite the character, great guy. Heard the Straubs from their major album. They're an interesting folk band. They had worked with Sandy Denny, had been a member, and the Strawberry Hill Boys. I'm spelling something wrong here. Let me get it. Strawbs. That's it. And they did three or four albums that were well received, but then they went rock and did an album called Grave New World that pushed them over the top. Prior to that, Rick Wakeman had been their keyboard player, but he got a good offer from Yes and bailed. So they grabbed a guy named Blue Weaver, a Welsh guy who had been in a Welsh sort of soul pop band, Amen Corner, and he was the Straub's keyboard player for the next few years. Then he went on and joined the Bee Gees. Yeah, imagine that. Made some big money. And finished up the King Crimson. It's a 450. I've talked my way through, burned through my set here, so I have to regroup. Have I done all my business? Yes, I did. So I can just play this record. Rides, trains,
smoke around Paris.
REM live from 1984 from Chicago. Eric on Ballroom, that's what it was. And I think that's right before a bunch of us went down to Boise to see him play there. Very good then. I get young and hungry as well. I love that tune, Gardening at Night. And REM's been generous with their live releases. They've chronicled their history pretty well. There's some early things that a sound man absconded with, which they're a little miffed about. But